This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. First, if you already have a question for me, please pause the podcast and call me on 732-673-0510. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. As the name implies, this podcast offers advice for those of us working and living at the street level. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. Today's topic relates to a pretty significant form change that the IRS is instituting starting in the year 2020. The Form 1099 NEC, or Non-Employee Compensation, will replace the Form 1099 MISC, or MISC, for reporting non-employee compensation. This goes into effect in 2020. So for my subcontractor clients, used to getting a Form 1099 MISC at the end of the year, you'll be seeing this new form at the beginning of 2021 when the 2020 forms are filed. And for the companies issuing 1099s to subcontractors, you will be issuing this new 1099 NEC at the beginning of 2021 for tax year 2020. A brief history here. The 1099 NEC is actually an old form that was used to report non-employee compensation. If you take a look at your screen, you'll see the 1099 NEC that was used back in 1982, but this was retired decades ago. But eventually in the 80s, the IRS started to use the catch-all 1099 MISC form to report income in many different categories, including non-employee compensation, and it has been used ever since. If you look at your screen, you'll see what the 1099 MISC form looked like in 2018. Please note box 7, that the non-employee compensation was still reported there. And I wanted to read an excerpt from the new 1099 MISC or miscellaneous instructions. You will notice that non-employee compensation is no longer on this list. It says, file form 1099 MISC miscellaneous income for each person in the course of your business to whom you have paid the following during the year. At least $10 in royalties. At least $600 in rents, prizes and awards, other income payments, generally the cash paid from a notional principal contract to an individual, partnership or estate, any fishing boat proceeds, medical and health care payments, crop insurance proceeds, payments to an attorney, Section 409A deferrals, or non-qualified deferred compensation. You must also file Form 1099 MISC for each person from whom you have withheld any federal income tax under the backup withholding rules, regardless of the amount of the payment. Remember, this is for trade or business reporting only. Do not report personal payments on any Form 1099 MISC. Now, here's an excerpt from the new 1099 NEC instructions. File Form 1099 NEC, non-employee compensation, for each person in course of your business to whom you have paid the following during the year. At least $600 in services performed by someone who is not your employee. Cash payments for fish. Payments to an attorney. You must also file Form 1099 NEC for each person from whom you have withheld any federal income tax under the backup withholding rules, regardless of the amount of the payment. If you look at your screen, I'm going to put up the new drafts of the 2020 1099 miscellaneous and 1099 non-employee compensation forms. Please remember this goes into effect in 2020, not 2019. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns? Call me on 732-673-0510. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.